Thank you to Community Church for all the amazing things that you do. And thanks to all of you for being here, because this is a this issue is a litmus test, you know. People who are willing and ready to stand up for Palestinian human rights against apartheid, against the apartheid state that Israel is. People who are really not afraid of the incredible harassment that we get for standing up on this, for standing up for boycott, divestment, and sanctions as one of the few actually peaceful tools that we have at our disposal as advocates for human rights and for peace. And, you know, the whole movement for Palestinian human rights, for BDS, is, you know, as Miko will describe in much greater detail, it's an inspired human rights movement, it's a peace movement, it's a movement that connects with other human rights movements around the world. And I think we were all so inspired to see Standing Rock connect to Palestine, to see Ferguson connect to Palestine. I was recently in South Korea, which is another valiant struggle of farmers and villagers who are fighting against the missile system, the THAAD missile system that the U.S. is inflicting on South Korea, which makes South Korea a target for China and destabilizes this very fragile balance of power on the Korean Peninsula. But they were so delighted to hear that Miko and others supporting Palestinian human rights were also supporting their struggle against occupation, against colonization, against militarization, against nuclear weapons, against fascism. You know, and as Martin Luther King pointed out many years ago, what we see going on in Charlottesville is not so different from what we see going on in Palestine or in Korea, that in fact fascism, predatory capitalism, which he called extreme materialism, and militarism, materialism, and racism, the three evils, are really very much interconnected. I think we've all been feeling like we have whiplash lately because we're sort of buffeted from one unbelievable crisis to the next, between Charlottesville and then the missiles in Korea, and now in Houston, actually, the incredible devastation. And you can feel like, oh my God, how do we ever manage to move from one universe to another here? But in reality, these are not different universes. They are all part of the same universe that Martin Luther King described as militarism, racism, and extreme materialism. They're really part of that same paradigm. And when we mobilize to fight one piece of it, we're mobilizing to fight all of it. And I think in the same way that the advocates for Palestinian human rights are connecting with Charlottesville and Korea and Ferguson and Standing Rock and Flint, it begins to bring us together as a counterweight. There is a global force for war and a global force for a predatory economic system. We need to create the global force for peace and for human rights. And nobody is more at the forefront of that than Miko Peled, and I think we are so fortunate to have him here tonight. Because talk about courage. To stand up on any of these battlefronts is really difficult. But to be standing up on Palestinian human rights, to be standing up for BDS, is a very extraordinarily difficult thing to do and requires just inordinate amounts of courage. As you may know, Miko comes from a military family, which is why I think his story is so persuasive. Because he was inside of the belly of the beast and very much a part of that. And the son of an elite general who was very much a part of expanding the state of Israel and acquiring through military means the territory of other countries after the Zionist project of Israel in the first place, then to be expanding its boundaries. And his father basically had the wake-up call back in 1967 that they were starting to do to the Palestinians what had been done to the Jews who were then fleeing into Israel. And to come up with this insight that, you know, you cannot protect any one ethnic group. You really cannot protect one unless you protect all. You know, that fundamentally we have to protect human rights. We can't just protect one at-risk group because they're just, we never have critical mass to do that and we become very vulnerable. We really need an overarching framework of human rights that we're all standing up for together. And when you put together human rights and peace together with climate survival, you know, then we really have the numbers that we need. And I just want to leave you with that concept. They want us to feel like we are powerless and like we are helpless. That's why it's so important, I think, for us to connect these dots across the spectrum of justice, racial justice, economic justice, workers' justice, LGBTQ justice, environmental justice. Once we are a broad coalition working for justice, we cannot be divided and we cannot be conquered. Alice Walker said this beautifully when she said that the biggest way people give up power is by not knowing we have it to start with. We have that power. The name of the game is to realize it and to use it and to organize for it. And the work that Miko has done and is doing as a human rights advocate, as a Green, as an Israeli and an American, I think is really helping all of us to connect those dots so we can carry on that work. So thanks to all of you for being here tonight, and let's give a big thank you to Miko for his incredible courage to be leading the way.